Hello and welcome to the Ukulele Go podcast, featuring articles from the ukulelego.com website. Advanced ukulele strumming techniques. I've been digging around a lot lately and looking at ways to improve my strumming and going beyond playing different patterns. I think the ukulele really sings when you go beyond regular strumming and start adding some of its unique approaches to playing. I found a bunch of videos with different techniques on my travels of the internet that I think are really useful. I'm going to try and play some of those techniques. Some of them I'm not that great at, but bear with me, and I'll explain what they are as well. So the first one, and probably the most common one that you're likely to encounter, is the roll or the fan strum. It's quite an impressive sound, and it can be quite difficult at first as your fingers don't really seem to operate independently. It can feel like your second and third fingers or your third and fourth fingers are actually taped together. With the roll, each finger of your strumming hand strums in sequence, starting with your little finger. What happens is this. Your little finger strums down. Your ring finger strums down. Your middle finger strums down. And then your index finger strums down. That was obviously very slow when I did it there. And what you want to get is an almost seamless approach. It's like you're fanning out your fingers from your strumming hand. I'll try and do one now for you. So hopefully you can hear that the strums are coming directly after each other. So before your little finger has finished strumming, your next finger's hitting, and then your next finger's hitting, and then your next finger's hitting. And it starts to sound like this really extended strum. And it can add quite a lot to your playing. It sounds really good at the start when you're starting out with a piece of music, but don't be afraid to throw them in anywhere, really. If you want to hear a master of the roll in action, I would highly recommend checking out Aldrin Guerrero from Ukulele Underground. Give that one a YouTube. He's a bit of a wizard when it comes to rolls and pretty much everything else, to be honest, on a ukulele. If I could give you a couple of tips when playing a roll, it would be to almost rotate your hand as you are spreading your fingers out. So rather than do it just entirely by moving your fingers, I'd recommend rotating your wrist down as you are fanning your fingers out, and you should find that you get a little bit more movement on there and it makes it a little bit easier. The upwards roll. The upwards roll, I personally think, is easier to play than the regular roll. And the way you do this one is you spread out the fingers on your strumming hand, spread them out as evenly as you can, and strum upwards, letting each finger strum almost the polar opposite of the roll. And what you're doing this time is starting with your index finger. You'll find that your hand position's a little bit more rigid than with a regular roll, and it also looks pretty impressive. Really nice sound in strum. If you can mix that up with your playing, you will certainly start to sound like a bit of a ukulele master. Give George Elmes a Google for this one. He's very good with the upward strum or the upwards roll. The fake strum. The fake strum effectively mimics the sound of a regular strum, which sounds a little bit pointless, but it does have a really good benefit. And that benefit is it leaves your fingers directly over the strings so that you can quickly get to the next note. So think of this as in its most useful place as to when you're doing a song that has a little bit of finger picking and a few full chords in there as well. Sometimes it's not ideal to strum down, leaving your fingers away from the strings when you need to get back up to the top string. And this is where the fake strum comes in really handy. To perform a fake strum, you're going to need all your fingers in place on the strings to begin with. That would mean starting with your thumb on the fourth string, your index finger on the third, your middle finger on the second, and your ring finger on the first string. What you're going to do is try and pluck one at a time, thumb, index, middle, ring. If I did that slowly, it would sound like this. But it needs to be a little bit quicker than that, because we want it to sound like a strum. The flick strum effectively combines your thumb and index finger coming up the ukulele to get a double strum going up really quickly, followed by a single down strum with your index finger afterwards. It's a really interesting sound and one that's definitely worth looking at. And you can play with this one a little bit as well by adjusting the distance between your thumb and index finger. As you come up, you're going to get a slightly different sound. So if they're closer together, it's going to sound a little bit quicker. And if they're further apart, you're going to get that distance in. So let me play a few flick strums for you now. Sounds a little bit different, and again, it's something that's worth throwing into your playing if you want to get a little bit more adventurous. If you want to watch a master of the flick in action, check out Matt Dahlberg on YouTube, and he does a really great explanation on how to do that one. The two-finger roll is what I think is the baby brother to a regular roll or a four or five-finger roll, and it's a good way to add a bit more depth to your playing without needing really crazy finger dexterity. The two-finger roll gives you a double-length strum that sounds great when used at the start of a bar or the start of a measure. What you want to do is almost place your thumb and index finger the width of the strings or your fretboard apart, and then just strum down, making sure they both connect. And you can hear that. It sounds a lot longer than a regular strum. Really quite effective. Certainly worth looking at the two-finger roll if you're struggling to play a full roll. It will certainly do a good job of mimicking that sound. That is it for this time. Thank you for listening. Please do subscribe to the podcast if you like it, and do leave a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to it. I would massively, massively appreciate that. Thanks for listening, and I will be back soon.